This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In just about 2 months, the health care reform law will kick into high gear. That's when people will be able to start signing up for insurance on health care exchanges. Now, to tell this story from the ground, Marketplace is zeroing in on a single place, Camden, New Jersey, one of the poorest parts of the country. From the health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein starts our occasional series at a small clinic that could one day play a big role in lowering costs and improving care in Camden.
It was textbook. Angie Lara, the medical assistant at what's called the Reliance Doctor's Office, remembers a woman coming in one day really upset.
She was crying. She said that she was going to the hospital because she didn't feel good.
The woman thought she was about to have a stroke. Lara checked her blood pressure. It wasn't high.
As soon as I told her, she's like, oh, okay, wiped her tears. Oh, well, thank you so much, sweetie. Have a good day.
Problem solved, and potentially expensive visit to the ER avoided. That's precisely why the doctor's office was opened 2 years ago at Northgate 2, a public housing apartment building for 400 seniors, many who are chronically ill. In 6 years, residents here ran up more than $80 million in healthcare costs. Nadia Ali is with the nonprofit Camden Coalition of Healthcare Providers.
Having a primary care office where you live breaks down a lot of barriers you run into when you want to go to the doctor here in Camden.
Barriers like no reliable transportation or long waits for an appointment. This office is one way Camden hopes to get out in front of the new healthcare law and lower costs by keeping chronically ill patients from ending up in the hospital again and again. But here's the thing. Even though the clinic's so convenient you could trip over it, most residents won't go there.
I'm the first one going that clinic. The sooner they make it, I say, I stay there.
With high blood pressure, asthma, terrible allergies, and 11 different medications, Elsa Cartagena instantly saw the value. Her neighbors, not so much.
I talked to them, but they say, oh, I got my doctor for a long, long time.
Leaving the doctor you've known for 20 years isn't easy for anyone. But Reverend Hayward Wiggins, whose congregation includes Northgate residents, says when you live in the poorest and most violent city in America, it's hard to trust people.
For so long, agencies have come in. We're here to propose this program for you. You need to take advantage of it. And as soon as it didn't work, they just left.
Despite modest success lowering hospital visits, the office loses $150,000 a year. But rather than leaving Northgate, Camden health officials are adding staff to try to get more care to the sickest people in the building. Because no matter how well designed the plan, making basic changes in healthcare is very hard to do. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.